Tonight we're going to look in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And I've titled just simply taken four words from this verse for our title. And our title this evening is, I am thy God. I am thy God. And of course we could actually add to that and realizing that there's promises for our journey, the journey of life. And so I want to read this verse and then we'll get started this evening. The Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, and I will help thee. Yea, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There's two things that I believe that we need to focus on tonight, and that is this: believe and trust. Believe and trust. And I believe those are two things in a lot of cases that seems to be lacking because there's so many troubles and there's so many things that causes distractions, causes turmoil, causes doubt. When I first accepted Christ, the very next day, Satan caused doubt. It was almost like, you really didn't do that. It didn't mean anything. And there was so many things that came in my mind that he was trying to cause doubt, and doubt in our own minds. So I think that we need to focus on believe, but I also think we need to focus on trust. Why is that? It goes with our title, For I Am Thy God. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for each one that's here. We praise you tonight for your goodness. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do. We lift up the request of prayer that was on our prayer list, those that are in serious condition, serious need. We pray that you'll intervene. Lord, we pray that your will be done in every heart, in every situation. We pray for those in spiritual need, those that need Christ in their life. We pray for our young people. Lord, we just pray that you'll help us tonight. Help us to grow even more closer to you. We thank you for those that are viewing and those that will be viewing. We pray that you'll help them and strengthen them. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you were going on a trip and you were planning a trip, then you would do your best to pack the necessities that you need for this trip. And it seems like when you take that trip and you get to that destination, wherever it is, you realize that there's something that you forgot. Now, fortunately, in most cases, then there's a lot of places that you could go out and pick up whatever it is that you might have forgot, other than maybe prescription medicine or something like that. But when we go on this trip, we have to pack our necessities. And so the longer you stay, or wherever it is that you're going or wherever it is you might travel, the longer that you stay, the more things that you need, because things and supplies and those type of things run out. Well, the one thing that we all need when we take a successful trip is a companion, I've spent a lot of times over the last few months, I've spent a lot of time and probably will continue to hit on this subject, but we know and you have experienced Satan's attack. Satan is anxious to attack the believer, which he can cause, cast doubt. He can try to cause us to doubt. He can, you know, try to do a lot of different things, which we've spent a little time talking about. But there's something that I think that we need to focus on just as much, if not more, than Satan's attacks, and that is this: our relationship with the Lord. Our relationship with the Lord should be the most important thing in our life. It should be the thing that we think about every day. It should be the thing that we want to grow in. We should have that desire to grow closer to the Lord. And yes, even with all the way the world is, and even with all the things that is taking place, and all the distractions, but our relationship with the Lord, I think, is the key to helping us even conquer the darts that Satan tries to throw at us. And so, you know, we can be encouraged tonight because we have these promises for our journey and the fact that He is God. You know, I sometimes even still, even so many years later, you know, I sometimes even still think about and I marvel the fact that God, the one that spoke this world into existence, wants to have a relationship with me. And the fact that I know He wants to have that relationship is the fact the only way that we could have a relationship is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the fact that Christ died for our sins, and He wanted, He knew that there was a price that had to be paid. He knew that the only way that we could have that relationship with Him is through Jesus Christ. And He provided that sacrifice. He provided a way. He provided that door that we can have that relationship with Him. And so that, you know, when you really stop and think about it, you can't help but praise Him. You can't help but be thankful for that relationship and that help. And think about in our own lives and how that He has helped us through this trial and that trial, and helped us through many situations, and how that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was God that got us through those. And how that when the writer here says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." In other words, that is so important for that realization, to know that He's our God, and to know we have that relationship with Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's many people that we might come in contact with, maybe even family, maybe friends, maybe acquaintances, maybe you know, different people that we see that they know that there is a God, and they know that God exists, but yet they don't understand the way that we can have that relationship. And so that helps us tonight to know, and that helps us to believe, it helps us to trust in the fact that He loves us, Jesus Christ died for us, we share our prayer request each and every Wednesday night. We share a prayer request and other times in services, because we know how important prayer is. We know how important prayer is because of that relationship, because of that help that we have. And so we have these promises for the journey in life. So I want to begin tonight by saying this. We have the promise of His presence. We have the promise of His presence. Notice what this verse says. It says, "For I am with thee." That's a promise. That's a promise that He's with us. In other words, we're not alone. Now, sometimes we might feel alone, and sometimes we might feel like that we don't understand, and we, we've probably said before that nobody understands what I'm going through. And a lot of times we as individuals might not know what you're going through, or because you've never experienced it before. But yet we know that God knows, and we know that God understands, and we know that God gives us that help. And the fact that He says that I'm with thee, which is found in verse 10, I'm with thee, and the fact that we're not alone. And so that helps us. Sometimes we feel alone, but we're not alone because He's with us. In anything we do in life, in anything we do as a Christian, as a born-again believer, He's with us. He's with us. And we have that promise. What's important about this promise? Why does His promised presence, why is that so important? Why is that so helpful to us in this hour, in this day in our life? Why is it so helpful to us? Well, let me give you a few reasons why this presence, this promised presence, if I can get that out, say that several times real fast and see how we do with that. But in that promised presence, it encourages us tonight because His presence is powerful. His presence is powerful. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. The Bible says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You see, His presence is powerful. And He says here, he talks about, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." And there's a lot of fear in this world today. There's a lot of fear that's taking place. But you know, at the end of the day, we have His presence. At the end of the day, we have the power of His presence. You know, there's times that we're going to be afraid of different things. There's going to be times, you know, fear comes in many different shapes and sizes. But I'm glad that when that feeling comes, or when that emotion comes, or even when that state comes, we can have that presence of the Lord. There's been times that we've had to face different procedures, different things, and sometimes, and it's happened to me more than once, sometimes I pray and I just feel His peace. I feel His peace and whatever I'm dealing with, or whatever struggle I'm having, I feel His peace. Well, that's that powerful presence. Amen. That's the power that He helps us with. That's the power that we have, that He gives us, because I am thy God. You see, it all works hand in hand. And that's why our relationship with Him is so important. That's why it should be so important to us, having that relationship, so that we can have that power in His presence. It works hand in hand, having that relationship, and that's why that relationship is so important in our life. But I'll give you something else about His presence. His presence is personal. You know, we have a God, and we serve a God that knows every single thing about us, and every single thing about every person in this world, and He still wants to have that personal relationship with us. That's overwhelming to me when you really stop to think about it. A God that loves us so much, a God that, you know, I think about, you know, we're here worshiping tonight, and we're here studying tonight, and there's people all over the world that's suffering. It was mentioned about these pastors that were taken, and I had actually read that this week, that was in China, that they were taken or arrested. And no matter where they are, no matter what condition they're in, or no matter what situation they're in, do you know God's with them right now? Amen. You know, that's that power, and that's that personal preference, or that personal presence of Him. Even those people that the suffering that's going on right now in Jamaica, and if you saw any of those pictures, it's devastating. It's devastating. But you know, God's presence is with those when it comes to their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and having that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and His presence is so personal. Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, the Bible says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." You see, the disciples and the followers of Christ, he knew what they were going to go through. He knew the struggles. He knew the trials. He knew the difficulties. He knew the things that was going to happen well before they happened. And that's why he's promised his presence. So his presence is powerful. His presence is personal. And his presence is forever. His presence is forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. The Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness, but be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. His presence is forever. You know, friends come and go and for various reasons. There's a lot of different reasons that friends sometimes come and go. And, there's situations that happen. But, you know, I'm glad tonight that God's presence is forever. You know, I often wondered, and I've told you this story before, but I often wonder, my sister who chose to abandon her family and abandon her own mother, and for all those years, and now my mother's in heaven. But whether she abandoned my mother or not, and she didn't make any contact with her for 20-some years, my mother never stopped being her mother. And there's no doubt in my mind that my mother prayed for her and prayed for that broken relationship, and nobody really even knows what happened. But the point is, the presence that we have with the Lord is forever. You know, there's sometimes that individuals may choose the wrong kind of path. They choose and they go in a direction that they shouldn't go. But if you're saved and you truly know Christ as your personal Savior, that promised presence is forever. You know, there's an individual that I think about in the Bible that I learned when I was a child, and that's Jonah. The emphasis was on God's provision of the fish that swallowed him when he jumped in, and God provided that fish. But Jonah chose to go in a different direction. Jonah didn't follow the Lord. He chose to get on this ship. There was a great storm that came. They ultimately emptied out the ship, and ultimately, as the end result of the condition, they threw Jonah overboard, and there was a great calm. And although Jonah went in the wrong direction, God was still directing, and God was still providing, and God was forgiving. You see, that's that presence that's forever. That's why we can be encouraged tonight. And that's why our relationship with the Lord is so important, is growing in that relationship and loving in that relationship, and spending time with Him is so important because of His presence. Because of His presence. His presence is powerful. His presence is personal. His presence is forever. His presence is a provision that He's made. There is people that are celebrities that will stand in line, and or they won't stand in line, but people will stand in line for them to get their autograph, and maybe shake your hand. And you know, those individuals don't know you. You know, I've gotten several autographs of different individuals. And although you're thrilled to have the autograph, that person doesn't know you. But what we have in the Lord is forever. What we have in the Lord is something that we can cherish because of His presence. And then that verse goes on to say, I am thy God, which there's a promise of His person. Promise of His person. I am thy God. Again, that speaks of relationship. It speaks of relationship. There is a relationship with God. As I mentioned before, sometimes friendships come and go, and they come and go for various reasons. But our relationship with the Lord and getting saved, our relationship is forever. And it's in that person, that promise of His person. You know, when there's trouble with individuals and companionships and friendships and things like that, then the first thing you kind of think of is when a person maybe shuns you, then the first thing you kind of think of is, well, I wonder what I did wrong. Or maybe they shun you because of various different reasons. And you kind of think, well, you know, does that person, you know, still care about me? Do they still like me and those kind of things? And sometimes, for various reasons, then a relationship is sometimes broken. But I'm glad tonight that what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is forever. Is forever. And it can't be broken. I read to you a verse, I believe it was Sunday, that says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And there's a whole list of things that's brought out. But nothing can separate us from the love of God. So we never have to worry about the Lord. What we have to be concerned about is ourselves. We never have to worry about Him. We never have to worry about whether He loves us, whether He cares for us, whether He wants that close relationship with us. We never have to worry about that. But what we have to be concerned about is our relationship with Him, not His relationship with us. It's our relationship with Him. So we have that promise of His presence. We have that promise of His person. And so that realization, there's a realization that He is God. He is God. The one that spoke this world into existence. The one who parted the seas. The one who, and we can talk about the different things that the Bible shows that He did. He stills the storms. He gives peace. He healed the lame. And it can go on and on and on. Well, there's a realization that He is God. And I want to share with you a verse that we think about here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. The Bible says, now unto Him, notice what it says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In other words, He can do far more and exceed far more than our minds can even comprehend. He can exceed far more. And there's been times that I just sit back and I awe over how that He orchestrated different things for His good, for His glory, and to help me. That's the realization that He's God. That's the realization that He's God. He can do more than we can even imagine. And that's why our relationship with Him is so important. Because He can do more than we can imagine. And staying close to Him. And then number three when it comes to His person. And that is this. There's a reality. There's a reality. And here's the reality. I'm one of His children. and the devil can't do anything about it. That's a reality. The devil can throw a lot of darts at us. Look at Job. Look at all that took place in Job's life. And although God allowed those things, he never took Job because God wouldn't allow it. The reality is that we're one of his children. What did you do when you were a child and you were afraid? You ran to your mother, you ran to your father, you ran to an adult, you ran to someone who cared for you. The reality is that we've got someone that we can trust. We've got someone that loves us. We've got someone that protects us. I remember I would go see my grandmother before she passed. I'd go every Wednesday because I was off on Wednesdays because at the time I worked Saturdays. And a few months before she passed, I drove to go see her. I went to Asheville every Wednesday just to go see her and sit and talk with her and when she was in the bed. And on the way there, I wanted to spend some time and I wanted to pray and do a little reading. And so I stopped by this park. It was a little park in Weaverville, North Carolina, which is one of the towns that I used to live in. And I stopped by the park. And I went to this park bench. It was a lake. And I went to this park bench. And I saw, when I walked up, I saw some ducks and some mallards. And then I saw what I call their children. And there were these little bitty things. And as soon as they saw me, which I'm surprised, I can't imagine what they thought I looked like to them. But as soon as they saw me, they made a beeline to their mama. And she talked to them and she was calling for them. And and there was probably about eight of them. And they went running straight to her and they knew that she'd protect them. You know, that's what we can do with our Lord, is that realization and the reality that we're one of his children and that he can take care of us. Of course, I told that Mama Duck, I said, I'm not going to hurt them. But they didn't know that. They still ran to protection. And that's what we do. That's the comfort that we have tonight, is that we can run to his protection no matter what's going on in our life, because I am thy God. And then lastly tonight, we have the promise of his power. That verse says, I will strengthen thee. We get our strength tonight from the Lord. We get our strength from the Lord. He will give us power to see us through whatever battle we're in. He'll give us power. You look back at your life and you see how that God got you through it. That's because of his power. He will also not only give us his power and his strength, but we find strength through his grace. I'm thankful tonight for his grace, because we have that strength through his grace, and we have that grace in every need. We think of Paul. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. Paul prayed. God chose not to deliver him from that thorn, but yet he gave him grace to see it through. And he'll give us that same grace. He will sustain us. God will keep us and keep us safely on our journey. Our journey might be long. Our journey might be short. No matter how, there'll be good roads, there'll be bad roads, there'll be bumpy roads, there'll be potholes, there'll be smooth roads. No matter what your journey takes you through in life, we have that promise that he'll be with us. He'll help us. That verse actually says this, said that, I will help thee. I will help thee. If I can kind of put it this way, for a child of God, we're not in this alone. We're not in this alone. But he'll help us. He'll help us. There was a passage in the book of Acts, and I'll read this verse and we'll be done. The Bible says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankles and bones received strength. If we took time to talk about this passage, but it talks about Peter and John was going up to the temple to pray. And there was a lame man that was there asking alms. And Peter says, look on us. You know, the man wanted what he thought. And I think about that, that God gives us more abundantly above all that we ask or think. This individual here was trying to get some funds, trying to get some money. He was asking alms for him to find help. But he got far more than what he asked for. But Peter, he said the words in verse 6, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand, and he lifted him up, and the man found strength. His bones were straightened. He lifted him up. See, he'll help us. He'll help us. We need to simply live in the promises of the Lord and have that realization that I am thy God. I am thy God. Two things. Believe and trust. Believe and trust. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, we thank you for our time together and how encouraged we are from your word. Help us, Lord, to focus on our relationship with you. So many distractions, so many things, but help us to focus on our relationship with you, that when Satan attacks, we feel your presence, that promised presence. Help us tonight, Lord. We ask your blessings as we go home this evening. We do pray for the upcoming events with the trunk or treat and the rescue mission and the services on Sunday. Lord, that you will show your power and that we'll just be willing to be one of your servants. Help us to find that strength in you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.